Welcome back to the Jerry Bader Program. I'm Seth Mueller, sitting in this morning for Jerry. And remember, not too long ago, we had a little issue with the IRS. I know they didn't really mean to, but they were causing conservative groups that were applying for tax-exempt status and so forth. They were causing them some delays, and it seemed like they were picking on the conservatives. And the investigation started digging in, and what do you know, Lois Lerner was asked to come before Congress and say, hey, what's happening here? What are you doing? And she said, I'm not telling you. I'm not talking. Okay, so Congress said, all right, you're going to make us do it the tough way. We're going to subpoena your records, and we're going to need to see your computer emails and so forth. And what do you know? Whoopsie. Certain emails by Lois Lerner got deleted. I mean, not only deleted, but apparently deleted out of the backup system that the government says they have to have. And it's against the law not to have. Wow, that's interesting. So they said, "Well, let's take a look at the let's take a look at stuff and say, whoa, oh, the hard drive is destroyed. How did that happen? Whoopsie, we're sorry." All right, you remember that, right? Well, now IRS officials have said in a sworn statement that they need to destroy an additional 3,200 hard drives. Now, they're saying this is standard operating procedure, that these hard drives need to be destroyed because they contain personal information from you and me, the taxpayer, as they do their processing of tax returns and tax filings and so forth, and that this is normal. That the information that is on these hard drives needs to be destroyed. The hard drives themselves need to be destroyed to protect you and I from identity theft and other things. Okay, yeah, all right, that makes sense. I would much rather our information be overly protected than to get into the wrong hands. I got it. But here's the question I have. Has anybody checked these 3,200 hard drives to see if there is pertinent information regarding this ongoing investigation into the IRS scandal? Has anybody bothered to verify that there's information on these hard drives that is not pertinent? Anybody? No. Bueller? Anybody? No, they haven't. I think the IRS has got quite a lot of gall at this point requesting additional hard drives to be destroyed. I don't care if it is standard operating procedure. They got caught with their hand in the cookie jar. They got caught breaking the law and then basically using the excuse, oh, well, you know, my dog ate my homework. This is the most childish, asinine excuse I've ever heard. Congress is conducting an investigation into the targeting of a political group for the advantage of an election. As far as I'm concerned, the simple admittance that these emails were quote-unquote lost and the hard drives destroyed, that tells me that there is incriminating evidence that goes a lot higher up the food chain than Lois Lerner. So the excuse, oh, we lost it, oh, it got destroyed, I don't buy it. They're lying to us. And now they want to destroy 3,200 more hard drives? I know it's going to be detailed, but I want to know every bit and byte on those 3,200 hard drives before that is approved for destruction. It's ridiculous. All right. I'm going to skip this. The NAACP is getting involved in the Detroit Water Fund that we just talked about. You know, Detroit's wanting to turn off water. They're saying the NAACP Legal Defense Fund is saying that it is it's the white-run utility that wants to shut off all the water to the black residents. My question is, have they been in the utility company? Have they seen the people that work there? Do they know for a fact, or are they guessing? Are they making a racially charged statement because they don't have any facts to combat the turning off of the water for non-payment? So they resort to an emotional hot button. Remember what I said yesterday? Find the emotional button in your heart and push it, push it, push it. Racism is an emotional hot button. You don't have to have facts when you cry racism. You don't have to have facts to back it up. You just make the charge and people get ticked off. It's their defense fund. Anyway, that's, well, basically that's it anyway. I just covered it up. All right. I saved this one for last, and I'm probably not going to be able to do it justice. We only have a couple minutes left here before we call it a day. Former CIA director James Woolsey commented about Russia and its involvement in world affairs, and he had a brilliant statement. Woolsey got right down to the nitty-gritty with it. Russia, their main influx of cash is oil. Right now, with oil trading at $100 a barrel, give or take a few bucks, Russia is making money hand over fist. And of course, Vladimir Putin uses that, and we've talked about this. He uses it for his own criminal activity. We can talk about that at another time. But Russia is making a ton of money right now because of oil. And Woolsey's comment was, if alternative fuels could be utilized and produced effectively to bring the price of crude oil back down to $75 a barrel, maybe less, we would then take the knees out of the Russian bear. Brilliant. It is absolutely brilliant. We are not going to do it militarily. It's not going to happen. We are in right back where we were in the Cold War. We have got to take them out being creative and effective and non-militarily. It's not going to happen. But taking them out at their money source, that is a brilliant idea. It is a brilliant idea. Executing it, it's going to be a lot tougher. I got no problem with alternative fuels. I think alternative fuels are a very good idea as long as it is effective and efficient. He says, why not have gas stations that have multiple sources of fuel, biodiesel and this and that and hydrogen and et cetera, et cetera. That way we would take out the monetary engine of the Russian bear. I think that's our most effective way of doing it. All right, the music means that we are done for Tuesday. Thank you. Seriously, thank you very much for listening to the program and allowing me to sit in for Jerry. I'll be back with you again tomorrow and for the rest of the week. If you want to get in touch with me, Seth.Mila, WSAU.com. Have a great Tuesday. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
The Jerry Bader Show.